is so poor he cannot buy dates. So even one water or a sip of milk, that will be sufficient to break the fast. And Allah will give the reward for the fasting, as equivalent to the fasting person. My brothers, in this regard, there is a list of iftar, inshallah, is there on the notice board. Take the advantage of this iftar. Don't think it's burden, I am working, my wife is working, who's going to cook? Look at, has such a great reward for it. If you feed 100 people here, you're going to get in one shot, by spending few $1,000, a reward of 100 fasting people in your book of deed. So just don't look for the weekends. Any other day, the reward will be same. It doesn't mention any hadith that if you break fast, make iftar in weekend, the reward is more than weekdays, the reward is less. It's not mentioned any hadith. Reward will be equivalent. By Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is our preferences and our convenience, inconvenience. For the Jannat also, we look for the convenience. If it's fit to me, then I'll do it. If it doesn't fit to me, I'm going to leave it. It doesn't work for Akhirah. We have to sacrifice. We have to make mujahada. The reward for every day is the same. So make advantage of this month of Holy Month. Even you can't cook, you can spend some, hire someone who can cook for you and spend some money. Such a great reward for that. Like you must stop you everyone. This is the month, the first of which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala divided this whole month. The first 10 days is the bring the blessings, rahmah. The second is forgiveness, and the third is emancipation from the fire of Jahannam. And they continue, the hadith is lengthy. The main object, my brothers and sisters, that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has given an example that this is the guest of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Sheikh Umar explained such a beautifully that when we invite someone into our house, right, for the meal, and the guest, we love him so much, and he accepted our invitation after long. We did not meet him for a long time, months. And he agreed to come to our house. And he's a very respectful person. What we do? We clean our house, right? We change the bed sheet, we change the curtain, we make sofa, furniture proper. We like to make presentable so it should not be inconvenient for the guest. And we cook the dishes which we don't cook in normal days, special dish to feed the guest, to entertain the guest. And when he comes in, we go out of the house to welcome him to his car, open his door, and respectfully bring him inside. And where we make him to sit, in an ordinary chair? No, there's a special sofa and cover and everything. Then we direct him, please sit down over here. Then we ask him, treat him well. And while he's sitting, do we get engaged with our laptops and Instagram and text messaging while he's sitting in front of us? No, we don't do that. Then it will be disrespectful for the guest. I came all the way to meet you, to talk to you, and you are busy with something else? Let you go out. He's going to go out. He will feel disrespectful. Right? So we leave everything out and fully we focus towards the guest. And we seek some advice from him, we talk to him, this is how we treat our guest. Now, this Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam given the example of this month of Ramadan as the guest of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The guest of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as for the special guest, we clean our lounge, we clean our furniture and house and make everything comfortable. What does it mean, my brothers? I spoke on 2 weeks ago also. What is the house for this guest? It's not our physical house. The house of this guest of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Ramadan, the guest of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the house for it is our heart. He resides in our heart. So before Ramadan comes, before the guests enter into the house, what we have to do? As we clean our house, our sofa and everything, what we have to do now? Spiritually, we have to clean our heart. If you are not talking to someone, still we have time, just pick up the phone and tell him, Ramadan Mubarak, please forgive me, and put it down. If he doesn't respond, he doesn't talk to you, it's up to him. From your side, it should be effort to clarify from your side that I don't have any enmity, any jealousy, any hatred, any ego for anyone. I have to clean my heart because a special guest of Allah is going to come and resides in my heart for whole month, 30 days. So in order to respect the guest of Allah, I had to make my heart clean. That is the first requirements. And we have to make a schedule to take advantage of every moment. Look, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is prepared for us. The ground is there. Before Ramadan starts, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changed all the shayateen and throw them in the ocean so they cannot interfere with our ibadah. That from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala side. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decorated Jannah, and every day is decorating the Jannah for the believer. It's from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descends on the heaven of dunya every single night of Ramadan. Every single night of Ramadan. And keep on announcing, is there anyone asking this and sickness and cure and what I can grant. This is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah's angels are surrounding all over. The more angels descend during the month of Ramadan, we do not descend any other month. So they are searching for the believers who are praying, who are making dua, so they can say Amin to their duas. And fishes in the oceans, they are making dua in maghfirat for the fasting person. Look how much of arrangement Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made. And we just listen, for one faraz, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to grant you 70 faraz. The reward is increasing. All preparation have done by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now it's upon me and you, my brothers. How much of advantage are we going to take from these holy days and holy nights? Or it will just pass by as all other days and month pass, and then we just hear the moon of Shawwal is shouted, let's celebrate Eid. Ramadan is gone. It will come and go. Right? If I'm fasting, the whole world is fasting. All Muslim Ummah is fasting. What is the difference of my fasting and their? I'm same like them. If I'm coming to the masjid and praying Taraweeh, all other Muslims are praying the Taraweeh as well. What is the difference between them and me? All this ibadah, they are doing salat, I am performing salat, they are fasting, I am fasting. The rich people are giving zakat, I am also giving my zakat 2.5%. What's the difference? How the Ramadan is different for me individually? I have to make special for myself, not as other people. Whatever world is doing, my Ramadan should be different and special than others. Because I am responsible for my qabr. I am responsible for my barzakh. I am responsible for my yawmul qiyamah. Right? This is my responsibility, not for the world. What I am doing for this opportunity which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted me this year. You know, during the past year, how many people we buried and we attended the funerals. They never thought that last Ramadan was their last Ramadan. They never thought, none of them. But they're gone. Who knows next Ramadan, we will be able to do it or not. That's why regard this Ramadan as your last Ramadan. Keep that in back of mind. Keep on reminding yourself that this is my last opportunity. This is my, like someone is whispering in your ear, you better done it. Day after Eid, you're going to die. And this is the ultimatum from Jibreel or Mikael came. Just inform me. So how much that person will perform his ibadah during the month of Ramadan? Because he knows, next day after Eid, I'm going to leave this world. Is there any guarantee, my brothers and sisters, for our death? We can die tomorrow. Right? So regard this Ramadan as your last Ramadan. Now how I can make it special for myself? That I must increase my ibadah. If last year I did not fast properly, I did not take care of my fasting. While I was fasting, I still quarreling and fighting with my wife, fighting with my children or co-workers. I'm abusing my tongue and all these things happened last year. While I was fasting last year too. This year, I'm making covenant. I'm not going to happen to like this. I will control my anger. I will control my tongue. And whole day, just make covenant for one day. From morning Fajr till Isha, deliberately, intentionally, I'm not going to commit any sin. I'm not going to abuse my tongue. I'm not going to listen music or any bad word. I'm going to control my ear, everything, just from morning till evening. Just quit everything for the sake of Allah. Deliberately, you need an effort for that, to control your tongue, to control your eyes, to control your ears. It requires the effort. If you do this one day, the world is not going to change. It will remain the same. But you will see the change within yourself. At the end of the day, you will see the sweetness of Iman. Your level of Iman will increase. This is the whole object of the month of Ramadan. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. You may obtain taqwa. How I'm going to obtain taqwa? By increasing my ibadah, by increasing my tilawat of the Quran. Set a goal, I want to perform this much of tilawat every day, askar, this. Make a list of it and tick every day, check it. I did it or not? Why I never did it? Next day, do it again. So this is how we have to focus, we have to concentrate, and we have to make an effort that I myself is going to try to make better myself than all other days. If inshallah, if everyone will do in this regard and make an effort on his heart, on his mind, and see after Ramadan, his life should be changed, he should be a different person than before the Ramadan. If I am still the same before Ramadan, whole Ramadan pass, and after Ramadan, there is no difference in my life. There is no difference in my ibadah. It means I wasted my time. And Rasulullah ﷺ said in the hadith with Jibreel ﷺ, inform him that you must say Ameen. And Jibreel ﷺ cursed three categories. One of them was the person who found the Ramadan and he still was not forgiven. So Rasulullah ﷺ said Ameen while he was ascending on the mimbar, and he said Ameen. Look at the whole month of Ramadan was given to you, you just wasted as all other days and months. And who knows next Ramadan I'm going to get it or not. My brothers and sisters, humble request for all of us to take advantage of this Ramadan and make it different and change your lifestyle to please Almighty.